and welcome. You are listening to Agronomy and Economy from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center. I am Ryan Beto, an NDSU Area Extension Specialist in Cropping Systems.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, an instructor with the North Dakota Farm Business Management Program.
I've been seeing a lot of spraying equipment out lately. Whether you're spraying for weeds or insects, there are some things that you need to keep in mind.
Much as our title, Agronomy and Economy is balanced, you too need to strike a balance on your operation. You need to consider the science and technology that goes into producing a crop, as well as the economic factors of maintaining your business.
One way of keeping that balance is by utilizing integrated pest management strategies. Integrated pest management, or IPM, focuses on solving pest problems while minimizing risk to people and the environment. There are five major components to an IPM program. One, pest identification. Two, monitoring and assessing pest numbers and damage. Three, guidelines for when management action is needed. Four, preventing pest problems. And five, a combination of biological, cultural, physical, and chemical management tools. And we'll be back with more after this short break.
And we're back. Before the break, Ryan listed the five steps of IPM. The first step is pest identification. Pest identification is very important because you can't solve the problem unless you know what it is. Different weeds, insects, and diseases require different control methods. You need to ensure you're controlling during the proper time. This includes weather patterns, growth stages, and population density.
And you need to be out there scouting these fields. And while you're out there, you need to make sure that you properly identify your pest and how many there are and what kind of damage they are causing. You need to assess the pest population and injury they are causing and see if this is at a level that justifies control measures.
Number three is guidelines for management. Pest levels will vary region to region and field to field. Just because one field needs to be controlled doesn't mean all your fields need to be controlled or controlled with the same methods. All control methods will incur some cost. And producers need to be looking for ways to keep costs down. One way to manage costs is to keep preventative measures in mind, which is step four.
And while chemical control is usually our go-to method for pest issues, you need to be sure to use all the tools in your toolbox. When using chemical control, be sure to use multiple modes of action. And there are also biological control methods like using beneficial insects or cultural methods like crop rotation. Mechanical methods such as tillage are also an option, but keep in mind possible detrimental effects on your soil health.
To recap, we discussed five major components of integrated pest management. Step one, pest identification. Two, monitor pest numbers and damage. Three, guidelines for management action when necessary. Four, preventative measures. Five, biological, cultural, mechanical, and chemical control methods.
If you have any questions or you'd like to visit us, you can find us at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center or call us at 701-456-1100.